Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers, we are back. We are recording this on October 19th, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, and we took a nice long bye week. The podcasters did too, the Blue Kool-Aid crew. We hope you all did as well. We hope you enjoyed your weekend. But now it's time to get back into it. You know, we got away from a Lions loss for the weekend, but now we've cleansed ourselves. The bye week is early, and it's still a long season, 1-4. It's a little rough start, but if any team needed it in the NFL, it was the Lions with all the injuries that were piling up. But we'll get into all of that in a moment. But first, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
Hello, hello.
UJ.
Hello, Kool-Aid drinkers.
And Red Dog.
Yo.
All right. So, gentlemen, the Lions, coming off their bye week, trying to get a little healthier. The one bit of news, the big news, I don't know if it's big news or surprising news, really, but Levi Muzurike will be out for the season with getting back surgery. Muzurike. Oh.
He's funny. Joking. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I caught on. It's, you know, we're coming off the bye week. We got to get back in the groove here. So, but yeah, I mean, who knows if he ever takes another snap, honestly, in the NFL. It's been a rough – he's got the Bob Quinn stink on him in terms of second-round draft picks so far, Brad Holmes. But maybe they'll turn around when Pascal's healthy. We'll see. But we can get into that a little bit later. I want to jump right into it here because we do have a guest on this week representing the Cowboys. And, of course, it's our famous segment – Entering the Lion's Den. Daring to enter with his life on the line is a good friend of mine. He lives in Dallas. He is a longtime Cowboys fan for some reason. I guess we'll find out why and dig into this upcoming game, this week 6 game where the Lions are in Dallas. It's, of course, a noon kickoff Central, 1 o'clock Eastern, like every Lions game this year. But Jim Nantz and Tony Romo are announcing the game, so a little more prominence. It'll be the noon national game. But Corey from Texas. Corey, welcome, and thank you for entering the Lions Den.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome, Corey.
Welcome,
Corey.
So, you know, I was looking up your name, Corey. The Indian translation for your name is Brave Man Who Entered Den of Lion. And it's very appropriate in this case. So you are very brave from coming on. Thanks for being here.
This was his moment. This is what he's born to do then, UJ.
Yes.
This is the highlight of his life right here. All right. So, Corey, first we like to kick it off in this segment and ask, why the hell are you a Cowboys fan? Because we don't comprehend it. So please try to explain it to us.
When I was a kid, we did a tour at the old stadium, and I remember the tour guide was telling us the reason the stadium had It didn't have a roof, so God could watch his favorite football team. And that always resonated with me when I was, 8 years old or something. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
What about all the other stadiums without a roof?
Eight-year-old me was just hooked at that point. He got me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I remember hearing that. They had that hole in the roof, right? That was a thing.
I thought they couldn't afford to finish it. That's why they made up a story. Okay.
Well, now they can afford to finish many roofs in that area.
Yes.
What do you think of that stadium, Corey? I have not been to it. I was hoping to go to it this year. It didn't work out. I know you've been there, though.
Yeah, but I've been to
Jerry World
quite a few times. It's awesome. I was actually up in the Star today, too, in Frisco, and that's a whole other ball game in terms of that what they built out there. It's really cool, the practice facilities out there, and it's awesome. Yeah, the Cowboy Stadium, Death Star, as we call it here, is something special. But when you go, it's like half other teams' fans, right? Because everyone wants to see it. So that's what we're dealing with all the time at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Death Star, there's an exhaust port we're going to aim for this weekend.
We're going to use the Force.
Have like a one in a million shot.
It's like hitting Womp Rats back on Tatooine.
Oh, man. So, Corey, how are you feeling about this Cowboys team this year? Dak obviously has been out since week one with the thumb injury, but it looks like he'll be back this week. But I guess how are you feeling about his return? Were you on the Cooper Rush bandwagon like half the Cowboys fans seem to be, and calling for him to replace Dak?
And after
their $40 million quarterback,
after the Bucks lost, right, it was doomsday, and then you put in Rush, right, and you peel off win a few games in a row, and everything turns around, right? Obviously it didn't work out with the Eagles, but I think expectations right now with the defense are extremely high. People are very confident, with Dak coming back against a kind of a limping Lions team right now. I think it'll be a win.
Not limping. We're walking. We're strutting our stuff with pride.
Yeah. Don't want to mess with the wounded lion. They're dangerous.
That's right.
So what else you guys got for Corey here?
So Dak Prescott, it's his first game back. Well, he's missed like four in a row, right?
I believe. That's true.
But do you think he's actually going to be ready? Do you think he's really the answer? I mean, is he your franchise guy, really? Is he that good in your mind?
I think we put a lot of stock into him being the franchise guy. And I think that Dak Prescott is a guy that can win a Super Bowl. I don't know if he will win us a Super Bowl, if that makes sense. Yeah, I think if we have the pieces around him, I think it could happen, but everything has to click right for it to work. Defense is playing fantastic, right? And that's a good start. I think he's going to come back rusty. I think it's going to be tough first game back for sure. But I'm hopeful that he starts hitting, a couple years ago, the strides he was making as as our QB.
Well, y'all are led by legendary coach Mike McCarthy. So,
yeah.
So do you think this offense has the tools to go far this year? Like the receiving core, and you got Jerry Jeudy, and you got, I don't even know who else you have.
I wasn't a fan of
Jerry Jeudy.
He's on the Broncos.
CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup. Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb,
Brown.
That's the guy I was thinking of. I always get those two guys mixed up.
So I was never not a big fan of letting Cooper go, because I think that he really opened it up for Lamb, giving him space and kind of the second cornerback targeting him. But
Amari Cooper.
Yeah. Amari Cooper. That happened, right? So that's gone. And I think we're kind of seeing CeeDee develop a little bit. Sometimes he has some bonehead drops, which just is so frustrating as a fan to watch. But we'll see how Gallup continues to come back. He's only been back a couple of weeks now, and we'll see if he can really be that kind of complimentary second piece. And then the biggest debate in Dallas is always, is Zeke done, and is Pollard the better running back? That's what's always on the ticket, our local radio. They're always talking about that. And Zeke has flashes, but I don't think he's the same Zeke that he was, a few years ago.
Hey, yeah, I would agree with that.
Let me ask you a question. What about your, I think your offense is not that great. That's what we're talking about so far, but your defense is very good. Beyond Micah Parsons, what should we be looking for? Who's our dangerous guy that we have to look out for?
I think defensive end Tank, right? I mean, Parsons is going to garner all the attention, and then Tank's going to come in and blow it up in the backfield. So
Tank being DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
Just trying to clarify, you know, this is a live.
Sorry.
You gotta explain these nicknames to us. Trying to educate here.
And I mean, and you also have, like, you know, like in the backfield, you know, Diggs is such a hit or miss. I mean, he plays the ball and he's gonna give up some big plays, but you know, he does have sparks of really you know, trying to go for the interception, and he has flashes of brilliance and then also boneheaded mistakes. But for the most part, I think our front seven has really given, you know, the secondary a huge lift in terms of, you know, coverage in the back.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the big matchup, right? Our offensive line versus your defensive line. Yeah. I think the strength against strength.
Absolutely. And UJ, they have Leighton Vander Esch on the linebacker for us here. I know you wanted him in the draft years ago.
He was a guy I was wanting the draft, back a few years ago. Yes, he was. He's still a good player.
Ex-Lion, ex-backup Lion for a long time. How do you feel about Kellen Moore's time as offense coordinator for this Cowboys team? Because he's kind of seen as, like, you know, the young prodigy in the league. And he's been there a little bit, and I'd say he's at up and down success.
Up and down for sure. I think that you know, watching him with Rush and then watching him with Dak, it's almost like watching two different offensive coordinators. And I think that, you know, I think maybe they let Dak do too much of the line of scrimmage sometimes. And I think maybe he controlled a little bit more with Rush. And I think it'll be interesting to see how that kind of develops as it goes in, as it goes into these next, you know, the middle part of the season. I would say that for a while, right, he was prodigy. We thought we were going to lose him quick. And now it's kind of regressed a little bit to maybe he wasn't the next coming, right? The next young, you know, offensive guy to get a head coaching position. But, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see kind of how it develops. If we play well and we win off, you know, a string of games, win some games and get in the playoffs, you know, I think he'll be good. But I guess we'll see. I guess it kind of depends on if Dak comes out and he's flat and Dak loses a couple games, it's going to be a disaster. Like, it's going to be Cuber, you know, quarterback controversy. It's going to be Kellen Moore hot seat. It's going to be a mess. So fingers crossed as a fan that we just, you know, peel off some wins and everything stays constant. Because after game one,
bad week to start that thing. Sorry. I got a question for you, Corey.
Go for it, Red Dog.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1, you're being hunted by an actual lion, and 10 being you're being hunted by Wyatt Earp in his prime, how scared are you of facing the Lions this week?
I think a 6.
Oh man, that's appropriate fear. I think you're appropriate.
That's three
scared.
Times in a row. Someone's giving me a number.
I know
right away,
people
though,
are right, yeah, people are really getting scared of the Lions. I like it.
I actually think he's a little cocky with this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Corey, what do you fear about this Lions team? I know you said you were watching them on Hard Knocks. You said you were drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit along with us coming into the season. It doesn't sound like you're gonna be too upset if you lose this Lions team. Maybe you're gonna become a Lions fan by the end.
Let's not get crazy here. Is Swift still out? Was he was injured a few games, right?
He's questionable. He's trending towards playing this week after the bye week.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Bad news for you.
No, I think he's good. What about your guy? What's his name? Amon Ross. Yeah.
He'll be in there. I'm pretty sure he'll be in there.
Yeah, he'll be there.
I think he's legit.
How healthy is the question.
Yeah, I think he's legit. I tried to get him in every fantasy draft, and I got outbid in every single situation. So I think he's good. I don't know. It's a scary game because we came off an emotional kind of loss to the Eagles. Obviously, you know, Rush didn't play well, and then you have Lions coming in hungry, who need a win, right, to get back in, you know, kind of get themselves right the ship. So I think it's potentially a dangerous team, but then I'm looking that you guys, you know, put up a goose egg against the Patriots, and I'm feeling pretty good about my defense. So I don't know. It's one of these things. I don't want to be cocky. It's the NFL, right? But, you know, I am feeling pretty good about the matchup.
Why not? We're always cocky.
Hey, I got one more question here. How the F in hell does Dallas get to be called America's team? Really? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's confounding.
Since the day they coined that, whoever coined that, I've hated Dallas because of that for no other reason. I mean, America's team, how pretentious, how audacious, how just ridiculous.
Stupendous.
How can they be America's team? Why?
genius marketing. I don't know. I don't know who coined it. I forget.
I'm pretty sure it was a writer, at some point. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Stupid writers.
So do we hit them with you've been a fan for your life, right? Since 8 years old.
Oh yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah.
So you know the Dallas fight song? Can you sing it for us?
Oh God, no. I cannot.
What?
Oh,
why not? What do you mean you can't?
That's disappointing.
I don't think we even have a true like fight traditional song like the NFC, like North teams, like all of you guys have like fight songs, don't you?
Know nothing of pageants.
Yeah, you have cheerleaders.
There's not a. I don't think there is a Dallas fight song.
Well, what's your fake fight song? What do people sing at the stadium? Or what do they do? Like, they gotta have something.
And a quick Google search, it does say you have one. It's called
Go
Dallas Cowboys by the Toners.
Oh my
God. Well, you have to work on that.
I'm definitely sending this along to your Cowboys. they're gonna be. Someone's gonna know it and be pissed at you, I'm sure. I hope so.
Stumped me there.
So, Corey, we'll wrap it up here soon, but we got to get your prediction for the game, which it's very likely going to be wrong, but we'd still like to hear it.
You know, if Rush plays or if Dak plays or both?
Either.
Whatever you think. Just give us a
think if Dak plays.
Yep, it's open.
I think Dak plays. I think it'll be 27-17 Cowboys.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Oh.
Oh jeez.
What if Cooper Rush played?
I had the tiniest sliver of
what
faith.
If Cooper Rush? What if Cooper Rush plays?
Rush plays, it'll be like 2017 Cowboys.
Who? Oh.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, come on.
Yeah. Wow. Dude, you got 17 points. So well. Yeah.
Silly.
It's a high flying offense.
Your wife said you were dropped on your head as well.
That makes a lot of sense now. Yeah.
So that's making a lot of sense. Well, Corey, want to thank you for coming on. You know, it looks like you're barely going to escape with your life out of the Lions' den. But we do appreciate you coming on here. And you know, I guess enjoy your Sunday, or don't enjoy it. We don't want you to enjoy this. You know, I hope everybody's happy, safe, and healthy, but you know, emotionally,
enjoy losing
by 3:30.
We'll see you, boys. I'm gonna enjoy my Sunday. Good seeing you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, Corey. Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks, Corey.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, so you guys, Corey barely escapes with his life out of the Lions' den, but another
soul.
Delusional fan.
Poor, dumb,
in.
Brave soul.
See, where do you find these delusional people? I don't know.
Just find them
out. Amazing.
Find them out the streets. They just kind of run up to me, and I'm like, all right, you can come on. But anyways, so the Lions, it is a tough battle this week against Dallas, no doubt about it. The Cowboys are, they have two losses. I got to look up their record. The bye week's throwing me off. 4-2, thank you. I thought it was week six. It's week seven. That bye week keeps throwing me off. Keep in my mind doing it wrong. But 4-2, they're coming off that loss at Philadelphia, 26-17. So they lost to Tampa week one with Dak starting, but he got hurt three quarters of the way through the game. They lost 19-3. Beat Cincinnati 20-17. Beat New York 23-16. Beat Washington, who we now know is terrible, 25-10. Beat LA 22-10. And then lost to Philly 26-17. They haven't given up more than 30 points in any game and only gave up more than 20 in one game this season. So the Lions offense has another really good test this week. And I think you mentioned it, Bob. You know, the big matchup here is O-line versus this Dallas D-line.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is a great test for Decker and Sewell, especially off the edge with Lawrence and Micah Parsons.
Yeah. And I guess Shark is still, that ankle's still bothering him, so he's not going to be playing.
Oh, man.
Yep.
This is going to be a whole O-line test, Z. You don't face a defense like that with just your tackles. I mean, everyone's going to get tested. Guys like Parsons can come from any angle, you know. It's going to be a battle.
Yeah. They're going to have to be very synchronized in this game. And Ragnow, too, a lot of people aren't talking about he's been playing, but he is not 100%. He's been bothered by this toe thing or foot thing he's got, and he's playing, but he's just not all there yet either too. So yeah, just to add to our struggles, but yeah, it's gonna be a hell of a test for him, that's for sure.
For sure. And let me just update the you know, I'll do the rundown of the injury list really quick. So still on IRs: Kabinda, Jameson, Cephas, Big V, Tommy Kramer, Romeo Okwara, and then, as I mentioned, Levi. Pascal and Jacob still practicing. They're not going to be back. And then, as you mentioned, Shark didn't practice today. Who knows? Josh Reynolds popped up on the injury report. Who knows if he'll play with a knee injury? Taylor Decker, well, he didn't practice. He hasn't practiced yet this week. His baby is due soon. Is it going to be due on Sunday? I hope not.
Oh, no.
Matt Nelson, Charles Harris, also questionable. Chris Board, probably not going to play this week. Bobby Price and Iffy, you know, the injury list goes on and on. Kaminsky, he was actually upgraded from no practice to limited, so that's encouraging.
That is.
We need him back.
Will Harris, limited practice. Frank Ragnow, as you mentioned, but that was a downgrade. So, yeah, and Amon Ra was fully ready to go, so... Jonah Jackson looks like he'll be back full now. Full go. Evan Brown and TJ, all good.
But, I think the who's ready to go list is shorter than the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. CeeDee Lamb, the notable injury for the Cowboys, he is questionable right now. So if he didn't play, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I'll be bad for my fantasy team, but that's okay. I'd rather him not play good this week for a Lions victory, of course.
Yeah.
But man, even, you know, Dallas probably with they had three turnovers, three terrible interceptions by Cooper Rush against the Eagles. They didn't give up many yards against Philly, who had the, you know, second best offense or third best offense in the NFL.
Yeah.
They only had 155 yards passing and 136 on the ground, 3.5 yards a carry. It was just really good field position that they end up winning that game. So Dallas's defense is very, very, very good. And it's led by Dan Quinn, former Falcons head coach. But he was from the Legion of Boom era, and now he's bringing that defense over to Dallas here. All built by good D Lions.
Yes.
Why can't the Lions do it? Why can't we, at least with consistency? I know we're trying to build it, but golly.
We just need to get guys healthy.
John Kaminsky, if we get him back, that'd be huge. This is an okay.
Very huge.
Dallas offensive line. This is not what the Dallas offensive line used to be by any means. So I am encouraged by that, at least from the defensive side of things. But Dak Prescott coming back is interesting, and they're led by a couple of really good running backs. Zeke actually looked really good last week, best he's looked in a while. And then Tony Pollard, as Corey mentioned, some people think he's a lot better than Zeke, but he's been his backup for 3 years now, I think. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, what are you guys looking for in this game that I haven't kind of brought up?
Well,
the Lions to look like an actual football team. It's internal for the Lions this week. You don't beat a team. You beat a team like this by looking at yourselves, finding out what you've been messing up, and redoubling your efforts on all your fundamentals and tightening your game up so that, you know, whatever they throw at you, like with the offensive line, you have your shit tight so that no matter where they probe and prod, they find a man there blocking their path. I want to see a Lions team that comes out firing on all cylinders. You know, it's a tough team. This team's going to get some over on you just because of talent, but I want to see us winning when we are, you know, in the right position to, and winning our reps and not killing ourselves.
Yeah. I agree. That Patriots game was a gut check game, and these guys had 2 weeks to think about the bad taste that left. Mm-hmm. And I think they're gonna come out and play much better than they have in the last couple of games. And they're gonna play a tough game. Win or lose, they're gonna be. It's not gonna be this team we saw in New England. I guarantee you, they're gonna be playing a lot better this week.
Yeah, I think we gotta get that ground game going. I mean, I think that's what we need. It'll help keep our defense off the field, you know, if we could burn up some clock. And as far as Dak and Cooper Rush go, to me, that doesn't really matter. I don't think Dak's like Josh Allen or something. I don't think he's a guy we fear. But
I think it's an upgrade for their offense. Cooper Rush is okay.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not like, you know, we faced better quarterbacks than that this year. I mean, they're
neither of them scare me.
He is a mobile quarterback, though.
Yeah, I mean, our defense is terrible.
Struggled with mightily.
Anybody, not that much. Justin Fields could probably run against us. I mean, we're just a bad defense, but we got to pick our spots and stop these guys and burn some clock on the offense. But I like our offense because I think last week was the anomaly, the exception. I think we're going to have maybe not score 35 points, but I think we'll do well compared to last week at least.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think the guy you got to attack in this game, the weak spot in this defense is Trayvon Diggs. Now, Corey mentioned, and it's well known, Trayvon Diggs kind of is a better version of Levi Onwuzurike in terms of like a guy that's just going to like try to go for the interception and make the big play or he gives up the big play. Levi does it, but I don't think he's as successful.
Levi gives up big plays in corner.
I'm sorry, Amani Awarie. I'm sorry.
I'm like, damn,
that'd be sweet.
That's an upgrade. I'd love to see him out there doing that.
Amani Awarie, apologies. A better version of Amani Awarie, at cornerback, where you just kind of, where you just like kind of go for the big play, the interception. If you don't get it, it's gonna give up the big play.
Right.
But Diggs has been a little more successful in at least creating the turnovers. Jared Goff the last two games, Jared Goff has had a big touchdown he's given up out of his own hands to the other team, and you know our defense is already struggling enough. We don't need to give more points to the other team.
Right.
So, number one, don't give the ball to the other team. Don't give the ball. This Cowboys team wants to create pressure and create turnovers, and they didn't do that against the Eagles, and the Eagles did it to them. So that's the big difference in that game, and we cannot do that here. So that is my number one. Number one, number two, number three key to this game. And I think it really falls on the shoulders of Decker and Sewell in this game more than even – the Patriots game, really, because the strength of this Cowboys defense is at those two edge rushing spots. I hope we get, at least Reynolds back. It looks like Amon-Ra back. I don't know if, like you said, Bob, if Shark will be there or not. But
he won't be.
I don't think he
will. Hopefully, Amon-Ra's a better version.
They're saying Reynolds is even nicked up, too.
That's what I'm saying. I hope he's there. I think Reynolds is more important than Shark in this offense. At least with Jared Goff at the quarterback.
So. Otherwise, Tom Kennedy's going to go off this weekend, you know, if this guy's.
That's what it takes.
Hey.
Maybe.
It's amazing how this receiving core went from being pretty potent to, like, just
decimated.
Like, awful, decimated in a short time.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like what do you guys? I know it, and I know we're talking about this game, but just really quick before we get into our predictions, what do you think about the Lions? Like, I mean, Jameson Williams has been running routes on Instagram for several weeks now, and the Lions just seem very or at least Brad Holmes seems very happy to just not even like maybe playing by like week 12, week 13, maybe he'll get a couple routes in. They seem almost determined not to play him this year and just go out next year.
Well, according to Dan Campbell, they are going to play him this year. I mean, he just said a press conference today. But but they're not going to rush him back because of the injuries, is what he said. And they're on their timetable. I'm glad they're not going to. Yeah. I don't want to risk him. He's too valuable a piece for our future. I don't know what you guys think.
Agreed.
Right. I'm with you,
Bob. I just think he's ready to do something other than run back and forth on a.
Yeah, overcaution would be annoying, though.
I think they're being overcautious. I think.
Because he could help us win now.
Yeah, and the Lions, I think, by taking their time here, are not in the win now mode to a degree. Definitely not like what the Rams or something last year.
No.
And I don't think we expected that, but it is a little frustrating.
I think you might play him if we were really good and we needed to get over the top, but I don't see a point of risking him.
Maybe we need to earn him by winning some games.
I think these guys are still thinking long term and not just for this one season here. So why risk it right now?
Yeah, I know.
Bring him back cautiously.
Just in present day, it's frustrating because
I want to see him out
there. We got to wait another year for this team to really say like we're trying to win the Super Bowl. And I think some of these actions are like you got to be patient. We're building something here. If we win this year, great. If not, we're trying again. We're trying next year with more. Willingness
patience would be a lot easier if we were winning or not looking like we did last week or not last week, the week before. But
a win in Dallas could help change the narrative a little bit. I mean,
absolutely. So,
that's why a lot of Lions fans are
narrative for the entire week. That's the NFL, you watch one, it's like you watch one episode of a TV show and then you talk about the whole week and then get to the next one and then you talk about that the whole week. That's kind of what the NFL is, right? There's one a week and that's what you're reacting to what happened most recently. That's what it's kind of beautiful about it, too.
But I'll tell you, that's why most Lions fans aren't doctors because they have no patience.
Cut his mic.
Don't we have a ton of patience? I thought that was like our thing.
Producer Kid J, if you're listening, we'll leave it in. We'll leave it.
Oh boy, I had to do it.
Right, so we're approaching the half hour mark here, so let's get into it now, shall we? Let's get into our ever famous predictions. So Lions 7.5 point underdogs going into Jerry World in Dallas. This game is, as I mentioned, noon kickoff, 1 o'clock noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern kickoff. Looks like Dak Prescott will be back for the Cowboys. So let's start with you, Rudd Dog. What's your prediction?
All right, guys. I mean, what can I say after what I saw last week? I'm coming down to earth a little bit, and I'm only going to have them win this game by one digit over two digits. So 11. They're going to win this game by 11 points. I think the defense is going to come out resurgent. They're going to pull together tight. And they're going to give up a little bit of points. I think they're going to give up a touchdown. And then, we're going to have Hutch come off the edge with like a vengeance this week. I think he's going to get to the QB. He's not going to be Olaid. He's going to anticipate this time, break down, seal the deal. He's going to start making his name in this league. On offense, I think we'll have a really smart game plan to mitigate all the advantages on that Cowboys defense. I think that's going to be smart. I think they're going to play to get Goff's strengths, and they're going to put up some nice points. So it's going to be... what did I say?
One over two digits.
11 points.
So 18 to 7. 18 to 7, Detroit.
Six field goals?
What?
Six field goals? I'm just wondering how we get to 18.
Oh, it's going to be a nice, couple touchdowns and a field goal.
that would be not
and safety or something like that.
Okay. All right, 18 to 7. We hear
okay.
We
hear all right. Low scoring battle. Defensive battle. Okay.
All right. How about you, EJ? With a little clarity in your prediction.
A little more clarity this time. Okay. Yeah. Well,
cool.
The main thing I think is that after a bye week, a little time for self reflection, I think the Lions are going to come out like a little, like a buzzsaw, man. I mean, they're not going to be perfect, but they're going to come out playing hard. And I mean hard. And it's going to catch Dallas a little by surprise. I'm telling you, Dak's going to wish he wasn't back. You know what I'm saying? And then Micah Parsons is going to be calling the Parsons to get last rights because the Lions are going to come out firing, baby. They're going to come out firing. They're going to come out angry, mad. They're going to do everything. They're going to pull out every stop. Campbell's going to go for it on fifth down. He's done it on fourth down a million times. He's going to do it on fifth down. No one's ever done it before. So he's going to do that. He's going to do all kinds of crazy things that have never been seen in football before. And they're going to come out and win this game. And they're going to win it, not by a lot, because Dallas is a pretty good defense. And they're not going to go down easily. So I'm going to say the Lions pull this one out. And I think Goff's going to have a couple touchdown passes. Yes. And I don't have one running touchdown. I think we're going to down a field goal. 24 to... 24-17. I think the Lions are going to win this game, and they're going to, they're going to be like a buzzsaw.
All right.
24-17 Lions.
Yes.
All right. Let's go over to Bob.
All right. This is going to be a bounce back game for the Lions. I think that our offense was rather embarrassed by the last week, last game we played. And I think Ben Johnson's going to have some answers here. I think Jared Goff's going to be ready to go. And we'll get national coverage finally, even though it's a 12 o'clock game or 1 o'clock game, and because the Cowboys always get coverage no matter what. So we'll be covered. And I think our offense is going to surprise that defense. And that's their big strength, right? But I said they're not going to score 35. We're going to score 35. We're going to get 35 in Dallas, 35-17. Our deep Hutch is going to get a sack. And we're going to go off on that defense. They're going to be questioning everything in Dallas after this week. So 35-17 Lions. Let's go.
Woo! All right.
Oh, I like that. I like yours better than Mike. I'm going to take Bob's too.
So Ben Johnson, 36-year-old offensive coordinator. Kellen Moore, 34-year-old offensive coordinator. Two young offensive coordinators. Ben Johnson, I think he wants to be known as the hotshot young offense coordinator. He wants to take that away from Kellen Moore. I like them, especially coming off the bye. Give Ben Johnson some time to draw some extra plays against this defense. Get to, I love the Lions coming off a bye here. I really do. Especially with the Cowboys playing late on Sunday night and having to travel back home for this game. I really like the matchup for this team. I do think they score some points here. I'm going to go 27-20 Lions. And I do think Swift has a big game in this one, especially not playing against the Patriots. Extra bye week, extra rest. He's going to have fresh legs. I am very much excited to see him match up against this team. And I'm really excited for the all offensive line to go against this defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you have it. We all predicted a Lions victory yet again.
Ooh, yeah.
What?
I like it. All right.
Yes.
All right. So all of us predict a Lions victory.
What's our record this year, Big Z? How are we doing?
Let me look. I'm looking.
My guess is it's the same as the Lions.
Well, yeah. 1-4. We are 1-4 in our predictions.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But we are due, that means.
Yeah.
So
got 12 games to go.
I think the fan base really needs this win almost more than the team. Because everyone's like,
yeah,
oh, blew up the team. Yeah. Why did we get Campbell? They're questioning everything now. You know, it's so crazy. So
wasn't it remarkable last Sunday? Like, there was no stress. I noticed trees changing colors. I noticed things I've never noticed before. Blue sky, clouds.
No anxiety.
You notice that stuff once a year, right, UJ?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but if it was two bye weeks, you'd be missing football. Come on. The Lions.
Bring on the stress, baby. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. So I think we're going to wrap it up here. Want to thank our listeners for tuning in. Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your thoughts on this upcoming weekend's game against the Cowboys. Let us know your predictions. And then, of course, thank you to SidelineReport.com for hosting the podcast. Go check out you know, Brad Berryman and all the articles that they put up there on sidelinereport.com. And then Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, please download, please subscribe, and please leave a review. Always greatly appreciate that. And then, of course, we want to thank our producer,
KJ.
All right, we're getting a little better.
A little better.
But, of course, if you've made it to this point in the podcast, we really appreciate you as a fan. But, yeah, so, you know, that's really it. We hope everybody has a great weekend. And we hope you enjoy your Sunday afternoon after a Lions victory. And we'll be back here early next week talking about that victory and reacting to it all. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I don't think I forgot anything to mention. So last but not least, as always,
go.
Down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.